proclamation number 6985 dated the December 5th, 1957. Jesus' spiritual mission. When you have recognized Jesus' exalted spiritual mission, then you'll also understand why the divine savior must constantly be mentioned. Because an ascent into the light is only possible when the human being has been released from his original sin. People are not aware of this original sin. Consequently, they do not know the meaning of the act of salvation either. They cannot find the connection between the crucifixion of Jesus the human being, in whom they might perhaps believe, and the beatification of people. And many people reject him because they were merely told of this act of salvation, but it was not truthfully explained to them. And yet, such an explanation can only be given to those who sincerely want clarification, and there will only ever be few people who want this. Because even the most lucid explanations are incomprehensible to people who do not glance into the spiritual kingdom, who only acknowledge the physical world and anything that can be seen and proven to them. But the mission of Jesus the human being was not an entirely earthly issue, although it took place in full view of people. It had a profound spiritual reason, and as long as people are not aware of this, they cannot face the divine Savior Jesus Christ as guilty brothers who burden him with their guilt, who ask him for redemption. And yet this request has to precede their salvation. Consequently, they have to know about their guilt of sin, about the immense offense against God which had led them into sin and which could not be redeemed except through the great sacrifice of compensation by the human being Jesus. Hence, as long as people do not feel that they are sinful, they will not take the path to him, to the cross, with their guilt. And until then, they will not acknowledge the divine Savior Jesus Christ either. Only the knowledge of their original beginning, of their former nature, and of their resistance to God, can give them the understanding for the achievement of salvation by Jesus, who had lived in such a way as a human being that he could receive God himself within him. Thus the act of salvation was accomplished by eternal love, who wanted to liberate its living creations from the constraints of its opponent. This description will make Jesus' mission more plausible to people than merely talking about the sins they have committed during their lifetime, and which often appear too small to justify such an achievement of salvation in order to redeem these sins. Of course, every sin is an offense against love, thus an offense against God. But the original sin of the former apostasy from God was so immense that the beings themselves could not have redeemed it in an eternity. It is not possible for you humans to understand this. But a huge sin like that also necessitates a huge expiation, which was indeed achieved by a human being, but only because this human being incorporated God within himself. Thus the strength of God had enabled him to do so, but this strength was only love, God's fundamental substance. As originally created beings, people had once rejected God's strength of love and thus were entirely without strength. However, the man Jesus consciously accepted God's strength of love and used it to accomplish an act of mercy for his fallen brothers, to make amends for their guilt. Nor do people know that their existence as a human being on this earth is the result of this original sin, and that they will indeed return to their original state again one day, but not without acknowledging the one whose immense love had redeemed them. Because their apostasy from God was a deliberate turning away from him, which necessitates a deliberate turning towards him again in order to establish their original relationship with God once more. It is a tremendous blessing that this knowledge is given to people, which everyone should make use of simply by considering it and by accepting as truth that which has been imparted to him. Then he need only turn to the Jesus the human being and speak to him in thought. And he will reply to him as God. He will help him to recognize his guilt correctly and take it from him, if he admits to it and requests his help. And every single human being can become aware of the fact that he must have done something wrong at some time, if only he considers that he is an imperfect, weak and ignorant being and seeks to discover its cause. For no such inner question remains unanswered, it merely has to be asked. But most people refrain from doing so, yet callously spurn any mention of the Divine Savior as well as his great spiritual mission when they are made aware of it. But time and again God will proclaim the Divine Savior Jesus Christ to humanity, and all his servants working for him on earth will constantly preach his name and his gospel with ever-growing enthusiasm, so that all will be released from their guilt who listen and enter into sincere contact with Jesus Christ, in whom God himself had become human in order to redeem what is constrained by his adversary. Amen.